Go fuck yourself. Yeah, I said it. Go fuck yourself. Apparently, we're all going to have to start fucking ourselves because I guess COVID is back on the rise, bitches. Back on the rise. Delta variant. Ugh. I wish my dick was big enough for me to fuck myself. Why would I be out in these streets trying to catch COVID and chlamydia? You know? I don't know. Do you guys think the scare tactics are working? Delta Airlines now has a COVID variant. You know, can't wait for the Spirit variant to come out. Right? You get the spirit COVID, and they charge you extra if you got emotional baggage. They do like a evaluation. You got daddy issues? $35 extra. I don't know, man. I'm calling this podcast Mask Off because, one, nobody's wearing their masks anymore, really. Right? And I think we're now starting to see people for who they really are. You know? It's pretty interesting. I had a pretty fun, interesting week that kind of inspired me to talk about this shit. Wasn't really that interesting, but, you know, just some things I noticed. And, well, let's get to it.
Public Yemeni number one.
Robbie says that work is slow as fuck. Hopefully this makes time pass by. Well, I hope so. Everyone ran out of money, he says. The PP loans are done. Jason Bacon says, oh, you went there. Did you see the new chick bots for dudes? No, Jason. I haven't seen the new chick bots for dudes. I don't know what that is. You talking about fuck robots? You talking about bang bots? We should call them bang bots. Alliteration. I like alliteration. Bang bots. Yeah. I think we're going to get to that point. I think right now, if you have a bang bot company, you're on pace to make a lot of money, man, because it is getting to that point right now where I think we are going to have to just start fucking ourselves, man. Yet at the same time, man, like, listen, I'm single. I'm dating. I'm out here dating, you know, trying to find, you know, a girl that I can trust, which is really fucking hard, you know. And, like, I went on a date the other day, and it was really stupid fucking date. It really was. It was the dumbest of all dates. We walked around the block like we were fucking kids, like we were teenagers walking around the block. This girl, I met her on Tinder, and turns out she was from Michigan, and she, you know, said that she was going to meet me at the 7-Eleven that was in our neighborhood, because it turns out that, like, she lived in the neighborhood, which is kind of weird. I'm like, we're going to meet at the 7-Eleven. I'm like, fuck it, we'll meet at the 7-Eleven. I'd rather meet you at the 7-Eleven than some girl be like, take me out to eat. You don't even know me, but feed me. Feed me. You know, I don't like feeding women, to be honest, especially women I don't know. I kind of have a problem with that. You know, I got to like you first before I want to stuff food and my dick in your mouth. Well, the dick, I don't have to like you that much, but the food, like paying for food to put in your mouth and like feed you just because you're pretty, bleh, fuck that shit. I gotta like you first. So I kind of like that this girl was like, hey, yeah, we're gonna meet at the 7-Eleven at you know, right in our neighborhood. I'm like, all right, fine, you know. And then she was kind of funny in text. She was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to get the most expensive water, and I'm going to get the, get a scratch ticket or whatever. We're going back and forth. I'm like, this girl might be whatever. I get there and she's not there, which is not that far from my apartment. So it wasn't that big of a deal. It's just like the hop out. And it's like about a 2-3 blocks away. So I call her on FaceTime this time because now I'm like, I need to see her. Because I don't want to get like catfish, like it's some dude, you know? So I call her FaceTime. She's driving her car. Okay. She answers the phone with a fucking mask on. God damn. Like that already ruined the day for me. There's nobody in the car with you. You're in the car driving. I FaceTime you. You answer the FaceTime while driving with a fucking mask on. Two things come to mind right away. One, she's ugly. Two, she's really ugly. Like there was no fucking way. I couldn't believe it. Then she apologizes. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I thought we were going to meet at 3:30, not 2:30. I'm like, bitch, we just texted it. 2:30. So I told her, I was like, look, I don't got time for this. If you're going to be in the neighborhood, let me know. I got to go back to my apartment. I got like work to do. But first, show me your face. She's like, well, I don't just let take your mask off. She took off her mask off. Oh, she looked normal. Okay. She didn't look that bad. Then I was like, okay, man, I'm going back to my apartment. If you're going to be back in this town in another hour, I'm going to be taking care of some stuff, right? Then she texts me about like a half hour. She's like, I'm downstairs in front of your apartment. Okay. I walk outside, man, and she got the mask on. Like, we outside. And she got the mask on. And then when I walked up to her, she had a little bag and she bought me some expensive water as a joke. You know what I'm saying? Because like, whatever, she's trying to be funny. And I just couldn't stand how she was just so scared to even like get close to me. Like, I'm like, we're on a date, right? I met you on Tinder, right? I mean, at some point, I'm going to want to put my dick in you if I like you. But apparently, outdoors with a mask, gave me some water and a scratch ticket, which I scratched and got nothing out of it. But man, I was really fucking annoyed by that. I was annoyed by the fact that we already know that COVID cannot survive under the sun. It dies under UV light instantly, which is one of the reasons why some of those who believe that it was created in a lab, that's one of the telltale signs that, you know, it was created in a lab under fluorescent artificial lighting. So this virus hasn't had the ability to adapt to UV lighting. So we already know that. We're in California. It's out. We're outside. We have an abundance of sunlight. And you got a mask on. I mean, like right away then I just saw that as a problem because I'm like, look, first off, I don't like being or dating girls that are paranoid or like timid. And I remember when I walked up to her to shake her hand, she like was like trying to step back a little bit. And like, I'm like, dude, take your mask off. I am not going to be on a date with you with your fucking mask on outside on top of it. And then she made me feel nervous. She made me feel like I had to like be farther away from her. I'm like, what kind of fucking date is this to begin with? So guess what we did for the date? We walked around the block. And it was the most boring, mind-numbing experience of my fucking life. And now I start to wonder, maybe the mask thing is a good thing. Because now that we know that we don't have to wear the masks, if I see someone in public wearing a mask, now I know I need to avoid this fucking person. What the fuck, man? I don't know. I don't think I'm like taking it too far by being disgusted at this person. Also, with the fact that she answered the phone with her mask on. Like, the first thing that comes to my mind is like, oh, man, you ugly, you know? Ugly people love the mask, bro. They love it. They don't want to take it off. They don't. There's one waitress at a comedy club. You know, she took my order and she had a banging body. Smoking body. She looked really good, right? But she really wearing that mask. And then even when she went outside to smoke a cigarette, I saw her from a distance. She like put the mask down and then like smoked it and then put the mask up. And then I was just like, what? And then I saw her without her mask on and it was like, now I know why you wear your fucking mask. Like, holy fucking shit. If you're that ugly, well, let's put it this way. Ugly or whatever is subjective, right? What's attractive is when people are confident, right? Have you ever seen people that are not that attractive physically, but they have such an attractive personality and they're cool about it and, you know, they can even be self-deprecating and shit like that? That's fucking hot. It's not hot when you see somebody using the mask to hide their face. It's like, yo, why don't you just become Muslim and wear the burqa? Boom. Case closed. You know? You won't be able to flaunt your booty as much because you're in a burqa. Unless you're one of those Lebanese girls from Dearborn. Those Lebanese girls in Dearborn, man, have you seen some of those Lebanese girls in Dearborn? If you're ever in Dearborn, Michigan, man, you'll see girls in hijab, but then their titties are out. You know, and then their asses are out. Veil, titties, veil and titties. Veil, veil, titties, titties, veil and titties. Yeah. Anyways, that I have to admit, that to me was just fucking stupid. It was just stupid. And, you know, it's also a good reason for you to know this is the type of person I need to avoid. And I mean, I don't know. To me, it's just it's really interesting. Not only that, I went to the Comedy Store last Thursday, did Crack 'Em Up Thursdays. Awesome freaking show. Love performing at the Comedy Store. So glad I got to do it again. Shout out to Nichelle Murdoch at the Crack 'Em Ups. It was fucking awesome. And my boy Trix was there too. He lives in Vegas, but he's from Canada. Real funny, funny ass comic. You should follow him, Comedian Trix on Instagram. He's got a shitload of followers. Funny ass motherfucker. We was hanging out afterwards and we got ramen, right? And we's in LA, right? And we walk into the place and then all of a sudden I start like talking, and you know, you get used to being during the pandemic, man. Like, all of a sudden you see a hand sanitizer dispenser on the wall, and you like walk in, you walk up to it, you hit it, and it was fucking empty. And I'm like, really, bro? In LA, empty dispenser? Then I looked on the table at the table for the person seating people, and they had a bottle on there, and it was sitting there, and that was empty. And I was like, oh man, so I guess liberals just gave up, huh? Like, Biden became president, and then that was it, bro. Like, COVID just doesn't exist anymore. And now I'm starting to notice it everywhere. Everywhere I fucking go, all the dispensers are empty. Everywhere. And to me, it's really funny and telling, because it just shows to you that people don't really give a fuck. They only give a fuck about looking like they give a fuck, right? You know, kind of like the girls with the veil and titties, right? They don't really give a fuck, but they want to play the game like they give a fuck. I don't know. To me, I'm just blown away by everybody pretending so much. And then now we're at a point where it's like, we don't have to pretend anymore. So for the longest time here in LA, everyone was doing it in a way of like, we care for people. Don't you care for people? Don't you care for old people? I got shamed for traveling to Puerto Rico. Some of my liberal friends would just be like, oh, you don't care about old people. And I was just like, you're right, I don't. They're almost on their way out anyway. I'm joking. I care about old people. But the point is that there's a lot of virtue signaling going on. And when I saw that When I saw that hand sanitizer dispenser completely fucking empty, and then I saw another one. Now, this is the thing that I do. Everywhere I go in LA, man, I just see a dispenser, and I'm like, I just hit it just to prove to me that it's empty, and it was empty. Even in Vegas. I did Vegas. Went to Vegas for the Connor fight, and same fucking shit. All these dispensers everywhere, just empty. That's it. Everyone gave up. We gave up. I be seeing masks on the floor now. I post a picture of a mask, a sad little mask that was sitting on the floor while I was doing the show at the Sunset Rooftop yesterday. Yeah, people done gave up, man. There's no need to virtue signal anymore. And I don't know. I find it funny. And now we got this new variant that's coming out. Apparently, it's supposed to be really fucking bad. And I'm interested. I'm interested right now to see what the hell is about to happen with this new variant. Because, like, right now, you know, some of you might know that, you know, my family are from Indonesia. I mean, we're Yemenis, but we live in Indonesia. But right now, Indonesia, man, that their cases are surpassing India. And that is kind of scary because, you know, they have less people than the whole country of India, which really goes to show. So, I mean, I haven't really been paying too much attention about this Delta variant type shit and what it does because I want to be happy. You know what I mean? I don't want to be mad. I don't want to be scared all the time. The way I look at it is you might as well just take vitamins, man. Fucking work out. Drink a lot of water. Don't drink too much. Be out in the fucking sun. Get your vitamin D. Have sex with people. Some shit, man. Just fucking live life. You know? But that their shit is spiking, and I'm kind of worried, man, because I do have family over there. You know, none of my family members have gotten it, surprisingly, out there, which is great. But now we got this new variant that's going around, and I'm wondering, is this something that is really that deadly, or are we just fucking losing our minds over nothing? Because in all honesty, man, I mean, I like the fact that I did the Comedy Store this weekend and it was packed for the most part. They weren't like separating people whatsoever. People were sitting how they would normally sit at a show. That part makes me happy. I hope we stay that way. But I don't know, man. You know? And then I'd be looking up other shit. And now this new article that just came out basically saying that MIT predicted in 1972 that society will collapse this century. New research shows we are on schedule. You know, if I would have read this article 2 years ago, I'd have been like, meh, no big deal. Now I'm like, what the fuck? Now I'm turning into a prepper. I'm ready to build a bomb shelter. I'm ready to turn into a Republican, wear camo. You know what I'm saying? Put truck nuts on my car. I don't even have a truck, but I'll put truck nuts on it. Can't wait for Trump to come back. But if society does collapse this century, man, I think the one thing that's going to save us is the fuck bots, right? The bang bots, at least we'll have something to keep our minds off of it. And here's the thing, man. I know damn well nobody really gives a shit. Because look at this video that I found. This is funny to me. And to me, this video here kind of like shows how people really are when they are given the type of information that they need to know and how they act on it. So in Texas, apparently they have found fecal matter on the beaches. I'm going to play this video for you. And to me, what's funny is how the people on the beach react to it. So let's just watch this real quick. Hold on a second. Are you guys able to hear that? I gotta like, can you guys chime in? I don't know if you guys can hear that. Is that, does that thing, is that thing coming through? Because I'm starting to notice here on my levels, it doesn't seem like that is coming out. Sorry. See, this is how I know that I'm doing it right. Can you guys hear this? Yes, you can. But can you hear this? This is the, I gotta check out my audio. No sound? Come on, man. See, Jason, I told you, dude. I knew it. I knew I was going to get some type fucking issues. Damn it. I really wanted to play that video. Hold on a second. You guys should be able to hear that. Fuck, man. That shit was a funny ass video, too. It was funny because to me, one thing that I liked was seeing how these people were reacting on the beaches about this shit. They really didn't give a fuck. They were just like, well, output. No. Is that it? How about now?
For news.
We are back with a beach warning.
New yeah, there you go.
Testing has revealed something hidden in the water at beaches all over Texas.
High levels of fecal bacteria. Our Jacob Rascone live at Sylvan Beach in LaPorte, one of the beaches that did not fare well in that report, Jacob.
So they found...
And not only did it not fare well in this report, Dominique, which organizes all of the 2020 data, but currently...
They basically right found Sylvan shit is the only one in, our area in the water.
Which means that there's a good chance some of these people will get sick.
Oh, God.
There are signs on the beach about lifeguards and rip currents, but there is no warning here about poop in the water.
Poop!
It's poop.
Damn, that's disgusting. I feel like that's nasty. I feel like everybody should get right. I don't know why they have me out here swimming in this dirty water.
New report says Sylvan Beach had fecal contamination 60%.
I don't know why they got me swimming.
In fact, Texas Beach Watch says it is contaminated right now.
She's all wet.
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I feel like if it would be true, they would pretty much close it. Don't you think?
The Safer Swimming Guide, published once a year, organizes and explains beach pollution data.
Hey, we found shit in the water, y'all. That's not true. If that was true, they would close it down, right? The thing I don't like about this is they only ask Latino people. It's fucked up.
Galveston County beaches have the best test results.
In many cases, people don't know. You know, they go.
Look, they got a woman in a hijab in there. All these brown people in the brown water.
And then a few days later, somebody has nausea or diarrhea or a skin rash. They won't necessarily associate that with their wonderful day at the beach.
So in the report, Sylvan Beach, 60% of the time had, quote, potentially unsafe water. Surfside Beach in Brazoria County had it 72% of the time. So
you got this guy out there on the water right now telling all these fucking people, yo, there's fucking shit in the water. And everyone's like, oh, that's messed up, man. They should close down the beach. And I'm not leaving. Because they didn't close that shit down. Like, what the fuck, bro? Hey, this is where we're at. And I just think that it's telling. Like, it proves to me that these motherfuckers, we don't really give a shit. I know I don't fucking give a shit. I mean, I would give a shit if there was fecal stuff in the water. Back in Michigan, we would go to this place called Camp Dearborn. Like, if you grew up in the city of Dearborn, there was this camp that we used to go to called Camp Dearborn, which wasn't in Dearborn. It was like an hour drive outside of Dearborn. But apparently, I guess the city of Dearborn bought this part of land in Michigan for for people who are residents of Dearborn to go and camp on. And they had a man-made lake in the middle of that place, and it was just nasty. Even as a kid, I knew not to get in that thing, bruh. I didn't need no news station to tell me not to get in that water. You just looked at the water and be like, bro, that looks like fucking shit water. I wonder what is going to happen right now. Do the cases go up and we all act like nothing happened because, you know, we liberals no longer have a president like Trump to get mad at, you know? Or are we going to get even more scared right now? You know? Like, does the vaccine even work? I got a friend of mine who got the vaccine. So he got COVID. Then he got the vaccine. Then he got COVID again. And when he got COVID again, it was worse than the first time. I don't know. No idea. What I do know is I haven't gotten it yet. People I know who have been out partying and living life. I was just hanging out with a friend of mine who moved to Mexico City, and she said that she's just been out living life like nothing, just taking care of herself, though, you know, but not getting that shit. I don't know. To me, I think the masks are definitely coming off now, man. And when I mean coming off, I mean we are starting to now see people, you know, being who they really are. That's the one thing the pandemic showed me, is like, it really showed me who people really are. You know, it showed me those who are easily scared, and it showed me those who who want to act like they're not scared. Like, both sides is too much. Like, you could either be really fucking scared, or you could be like, nothing's going to bother me. And both of those are fucking trash. You know, what up, Bolty? You're on a 10-day quarantine now. Got till next Tuesday. All right. Well, this is my buddy from the Marines chiming in saying that I'm on a 10-day quarantine now. Are you traveling somewhere, buddy? Is that what it is? Because, you know, I know, like, if you go to Canada and shit, you got to quarantine for 14 days before you do anything. I know comics that would, like, have shows in Canada, and then they would have to fly out there, quarantine for 2 weeks, and then they can do that their show, which is like, come on, man. Here's another thing. How do you know that that person is being quarantined? How do you know that they're actually staying inside? How do we know that the people that are not wearing masks are the ones that are actually vaxxed? Like, it's really funny. Like, we went from this, yo, you got to get vaxxed, you got to wear your mask, you got to stay inside, you got to do all this shit. And then all of a sudden the vaccines come out and they're like, hey, man, if you get the vaccine, you don't have to wear your mask now. How the fuck do we know that everyone's got their vaccine? Are we just going to assume that everyone's not going to lie? I mean, I know a lot of people who don't want to get it, and I almost don't blame them, you know? He goes, I helped an old man across the street get up the other day. That fell. I rushed over and helped him up and was in direct contact with him. Then he tested positive for COVID. Son of a bitch. Bolty. Fuck old people, bro. They're going to die anyway. You should have just let him there and just let him die, bro. No, I'm joking, buddy. I hope you feel good, bro. I really do, man. Did you get tested? And here's another thing. Even if you do get tested, like, how do you know if the test is real? Because I got a false positive one time. Like, anytime I would go back to Detroit to visit my mom, I would get the rapid test just to make sure. So I stay at my girlfriend's house. When I get there, get the rapid test, make sure that it comes back negative. Then I'll go to my mom's house, right? Then one time I got it. We're supposed to go to dinner, meet some people. Boom, did the rapid test, came in positive. It's like, what the fuck? Quarantine myself. But the next day, in the morning, I went to the drive-thru testing site where they test it really fast. And they actually sent it out to a lab. And that came in negative. So what the fuck? Because I remember when I tested the positive in the rapid test, I was like, yo, I don't feel anything. Fine, I'll quarantine myself. Then the next day, got the other test that takes 3 days to come back. That came back negative. So it's just like, come on now. You're saying I'm feeling well now. No, I haven't been tested. Was advised to monitor symptoms. Yeah. Damn, bro. I hope you're fucking taking your vitamins, man. I know a lot of people, when you tell them to take their vitamins, they look at you like, shut up, mom. But that shit's fucking real, man. I should put a link on here. I have a link to a bunch of vitamins that I that were recommended by Dr. Mark Gordon, who is a doctor who works with vets to help them combat a brain trauma. And he also, you know, did a was talking about it on the Joe Rogan podcast about a bunch of vitamins that you're supposed to take. And they proven it, you know, that if you have a cocktail of these vitamins in your system, it reduces the chance for COVID to latch on to your to your cells. And the most important one is quercetin, zinc, and vitamin D. Those three, you know, vitamin D, especially if you're black. If you're black, you better be taking vitamin D, man, or brown like me. You know, I mean, I get out in the sun a lot. And if I don't take vitamin D, every time I get tested, my vitamin D is low. And that's because dark people don't absorb the sun as much. He says, yeah, and I'm taking my metformin. Metformin is the shit, dude. I've spoken about that many times before. I love it. I'm a big proponent of like vitamins and shit like that. But I don't know. I really got blown away by that girl on the date with the mask thing, you know, which made me want to like focus on this right here, you know. Good shit. All right, Bolties, taking vitamin D for sure. That's what's up. Take that quercetin, man. It's a hard one to spell. Quercetin. I don't even know how to spell it. I think that's how you spell it. Yeah. Definitely take that shit, because otherwise the zinc doesn't even absorb into your system, you know. But yeah. I'm going to have to, this week has been really crazy for me. Got a lot going on. The last podcast I had was really fun. I really had that all prepared and stuff. This one here, this has been last minute and stuff. But I'm really looking forward to get a guest here pretty soon. Hopefully I can get Tariq Salamasi, who is a boxer, a good friend of mine from Dearborn. He's in town in LA right now. Hopefully I can get him on my podcast. He's a fun guy to talk to. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been, I wouldn't be here in LA. He connected me with the right people and got me working on that show, Swamp People. That's what got me out here to LA in the first place. But we are closing in on 40 minutes, guys, and I have to get going. I got to, just another thing, I'm going to be putting today a lot of the podcasts that I have already done and haven't put up on the audio yet. I'm going to be doing that today. So there's going to be a whole slew of these podcasts coming up on the audio portion on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you guys are listening to it on Apple Podcasts, especially, give it 5 stars, review it, help push me to the top. I am going to be putting all the audio up right now, and then from then on, I will be able to be putting the audio on time as these go on. Because now I think I'm behind a few weeks, but I'm gonna try to get them all up there tonight. Well, good shit, guys. With that, fuck your masks. Take your vitamins. If you see people with a mask in public out under the sun, just know that that is a very good indication that that is a person you should avoid. All right, guys, till next time.
Public Yemeni number 1.